Good afternoon.
5 minutes, 2 minutes.
A 2 minute intervention.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks to colleagues at the Secretariat of the Water Convention for giving me this opportunity to address the participants, esteemed participants. I'd like to report on some of the activities that we've done in supporting member states and reporting on SDG Indicator 652 on transboundary cooperation. Since the early start of reporting exercise on this indicator, and given that two-thirds of the water resources in the Arab region are transboundary water resources, we've worked closely with member states and the custodians to prepare them in the reporting, each of the reporting exercises. We've started with workshops prior to each of the reporting exercises, and most recently we held a workshop in cooperation with the custodians ECE and UNESCO on strengthening legal and institutional arrangements for transboundary water cooperation and data and information exchange. During this workshop, we emphasized the updates on the reporting of SDG Indicator 652, also encouraging countries to coordinate at the basin level, riparian countries to coordinate at the basin level. Of course, we will not have the same national reports, but at least trying to encourage dialogue and a common understanding of the status of these shared water bodies. We've also supported countries on an individual basis in the reporting exercise. For example, this round we've supported Yemen and Syria in preparing their reports with maps and whatever support they needed drafting these. And we're happy to say that this support has actually shown an increased trend in reporting. So over the first round, we had 10 out of the 21 countries reporting. In the second round, that increased to 15. And we're very confident that this time we will have around 90% of all Arab countries reporting on SDG Indicator 652. We've also issued regional reports with each one of the reporting rounds, highlighting opportunities for advancing cooperation, challenges that countries are facing, as was mentioned, with data, with the lack of resources, which was an important challenge in the region, but mainly trying to highlight how countries can benefit from the reporting process. And it's not just another data drive, that this process can benefit countries at the national and transboundary level to identify what challenges exist and how they can move forward and improve cooperation at the country level and at the basin levels. So thank you again for giving me this opportunity, and I won't take any longer. I know that you're running out of time. Thank you.